the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And stick around because we have a couple of cool telephone interviews. We'll be right back.
for patterns in the universe. presented in partnership with CITR. Saxophonist Colin Stetson, violinist Sarah Neufeld, and pianist-composer Gregory Rogove team up for a North American tour, showcasing their respective solo work. This trio has played previously with the likes of Arcade Fire, Bell Orchestre, Tom Waits, and Devendra Banhart, featuring two shows in Vancouver, Saturday, May 5th and Sunday, May 6th at 8 p.m. at the Western Front. For more information, go to front.bc.ca. Winnie Cooper is proud to present the Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. 560 also features four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will be presenting you with some of the hottest musical acts to hit town. Get your tickets quick for Lil B, performing the WinnieCooper.net 4-year anniversary party at 560. Advanced tickets are available through WinnieCooper.net, Club Zone, or at Zulu, Beat Street, and Red Cat Records. This will be Lil B, the Bass God's first Canadian appearance. Watch out for the Das Races show, set to perform their unique style of Brooklyn-based hip-hop on May 2nd. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
Look at you, looking at me. Don't try to judge me while I look at you. Look at you, looking at me. Don't try to judge me while I look at you. Look at me, me. Tell me what you see. See. Look behind me, me. The truth is with me. Look at me, me. Tell me what you see, see. Free these ghetto streets from poverty. Is that your brother? You live in the same house. Now greed is your knee. You knocked him down to succeed and did not think of his seed. Look at you, looking at me. Don't try to judge me while I look at you. Look at you, looking at me. Don't try to judge me while I look at you. Look at me, me. What you gonna do? Walk in my shoes and know the truth. Look at me, me. Naturally bring about peace. Oh, so sweet. Is that your brother? You laid in wait to make your escape, leaving destruction behind. All for one thing that. Look at you, looking at me. Don't try to judge me while I look at you. Look at you, looking at me. Don't try to judge me while I look at you. Is that your brother? You wanted to castrate, leave him lying in state. That would be a mistake. Look at you, you, looking at me, me. Don't try to judge me while I look at you, you. Look at you, you, looking at me, me. Don't try to judge me while I look at you, you. Look at you, you, looking at me, me. Don't try to judge me while I look at you, you. Look at you, you, looking at me, me. Don't try to judge me while I look at you, you.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is still Osvaldo Perez. And we started the show with a couple of really cool songs. First band was Rocco Code. They're from here, from Vancouver. And the city is called Guns, Sex and Glory. And we heard a couple. The first two songs, Concentrate on Me and Empire. Pretty cool CD. Yeah, check it out. Yeah. And then we heard a couple of girls from Montreal. First one was Caracol with the song Shiver from the city of the same name, Shiver, on Indica Records from Quebec. Pretty cool. Caracol, her real name is Carol Facal. And after her, we listen to Ariane Moffat, also from Montreal or Quebec, yes. The new CD is called MA, and we listen to the song Walls of the World. And then listening to some Afrobeat there, courtesy of Cáñamo there in Barcelona. The song was called Look by Sandra Isadore. She wrote the lyrics, but the music is by Fela Kuti. Famous guy, Fela Kuti from Nigeria. African activist. So cool music there. Gonna have a special interview today talking about activists. So stick around. In the meantime, let's put a Spanish song in the meantime so you get into the mood of what we're going to be talking about in a few minutes. Listening to 101.9 FM. So we're back here, 101.9 FM, and we have on the telephone Jorge Colón. Hey, Jorge, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Tell me.
Yeah. So Jorge, it's part of Inti Illimani, which is a legendary Chilean band formed back in the 60s, no? End of the 60s?
Yes, in 1967.
Yeah. Cool. So they're in Vancouver. They're going to be performing today at the Chan Center here on UBC. And their story is a very, very dramatic story, no? You want to talk a little bit about the story of the band?
Yes, well, I think part of the story is dramatic, like everybody in every group. Mm-hmm. We were 15 years living in exile during the Pinochet dictatorship, but the group is all 45 years, and we have a fifth of our history a little bit dramatic, but we are alive in a live country, in a live continent, and doing music and looking forward.
Yeah, yeah. So the band is like 45 years old, eh? It's probably the oldest 40, band.
45, yes.
The oldest Chilean band, you think?
I don't think so. There is a band older than us, a couple of bands older than us, but there are in another of music.
Okay. Yeah, so Inti Illimani, they had to be on the exile because of the military dictatorship there in Chile led by Augusto Pinochet. And now are you based back in Chile or where are you based?
Yes,
now?
Yes, more than 20 years. It's half of our life. No, we're living in Chile since 1988.
Okay, and how do you see the situation now? I know that there were some students protesting there, the tuition hikes and everything.
Well, the situation of Chile is a consequence of dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
They impose with weapons and violence a economic system that people don't like and don't accept. And the explosion of students last year was the expression of that. No public education, no public health, a very bad distribution of richness, and the consequences are there.
Mm-hmm.
In figures, in numbers, we are very well, but in the practice, we're very bad, actually.
Yeah, in reality, it's different.
Yes.
So you guys still advocating? Like you still guys are active through social justice causes and stuff like that? Like composing new music or?
Well, we don't compose music for do this or tell people to do that. We compose music that we feel in our experience of every day and our experience like musician.
Mm-hmm.
And we are interested in find the language of Latin America, mm-hmm. the musical language of Latin America, and social fight is part of this reality.
Yeah,
it's not all, but it's part of that. But we are not looking for the song who will change the world.
Yeah, yeah.
But when the world is changing, singers are there.
Yeah. Well, but it's good that you educate people through your music. That's really cool.
I think that it sounds a little bit pretentious. People is educated. People knows what they don't want. That's important.
Yeah.
And we are part of the. We are the tribal musician,
mm-hmm.
and we express that our tribu feel.
Mm-hmm. And talking about that, can you talk a little bit about the instruments that you guys play? You play the quena, I guess, no, and other traditional instruments from South America.
Yes. Well, the origin of the group is in our youth, and we fell in love with the sound of Andean instruments.
Mm-hmm.
We discovered that we had an enormous musical richness, and we didn't know about it. Or we didn't put in value our own identity.
Mm-hmm.
And we began to play these instruments, to love these instruments, and develop our own language. But we are always fighting against the proliferation of instruments because we are a group touring around the world.
Uh-huh.
it's a problem because we are always falling in love with new instruments.
Okay.
And we discover sounds. We have now, I think, I don't know the exact word in English, but we have now a battery of instruments enough to express ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. So Inti Illimani are going to be performing tonight at the Chan Center here at UBC. I don't know what time the concert starts, maybe 8 or 9?
8 o'clock, yes.
8 o'clock, okay.
Yes.
And Inti Illimani, that's Quechua or Aymara language?
Well, both of them, because Inti is the same word in Quechua and Aymara to name the sun.
Okay.
Illimani is the name of a mountain near La Paz in Bolivia.
Okay.
A wonderful mountain, has a lot of legends and so.
Cool. Yeah, so Inti Illimani would mean like the mountain of the sun or something like that? Then?
Yes, or the sun over the Illimani mountain.
Okay. Yeah, the sun over the Illimani mountain. And also today, it's a very special day because the mayor of Vancouver, Greg Robertson, declared the day of the Latin American roots music. Or
yes,
something.
We are so grateful because it was a surprise for us. Well, it's a new responsibility.
Yeah. So, what does that entail, or what's that? Does that mean for you guys?
Well, you know, always when people or authorities recognize or value your work,
mm-hmm.
is good for us. The problem is when you began to work to have this price or this distinction.
Uh-huh.
I told you we are so grateful to the city of Vancouver. We love this city.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen how Vancouver is growth remaining in not the same, but remaining with the same spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Well. And not always happened that. Cities are growing against the people.
Mm-hmm.
Vancouver is avoiding that.
When was the first time that you came to Vancouver?
We came the first time, I don't know, 30 years ago, maybe.
Oh, yeah, 30 years ago.
Or maybe more.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, the proclamation, it's the Day of Latin American Music and Roots.
Yes.
So that's cool. That means like you have to come every year, probably, eh? No?
Well, we want to dedicate to all Latin Americans who are living in Vancouver and are building Vancouver with Canadian and everywhere coming people.
Yeah, it's cool cultural mix here. And a lot of them came from Chile during that dark period of dictatorship there. A lot of them, some of my friends came. At that time, so
mm-hmm.
yeah, Vancouver was very good for that, like
yes,
receiving.
Was one of the cities where many Chileans arrived.
Yeah, cool. So I guess you're going to play some traditional music as well and some of your own tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, we will celebrate 45 years, and we will play some old songs of the group, and also that we are music that we are doing now.
Cool. Okay, well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Jorge, and good luck tonight the concert. Again, it's at the Chan Center here on UBC at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, pretty good.
Okay, see you there.
Thank you. Hey, hasta luego.
Ciao.
So, yeah, let's listen to a song called Hasta Siempre, Comandante Che Guevara.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Ya sé que dice que yo tengo la nariz como nudo de copada. Y fíjate bien que tú no eres tan adelantada, porque tu boca es bien grande y tú pasas colorada. Ya yo me enteré. Ya sé que dice que yo tengo la nariz como nudo de copada. Y fíjate bien que tú no eres tan adelantada, porque tu boca es bien grande y tu pasa colorada. Si tú supieras, mulata, mulata la meta.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
So we're back here after listening to Inti Illimani. There's a couple of Latin songs there. And now we have on the phone Elsa Rose. Did I pronounce your name okay?
Yes, that's it exactly. Elsa Rose.
Okay. So she's a very young, talented singer-songwriter from Vancouver. She's going to be performing next Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association on 1143 Kingsway with her band, The Show, no? Is it?
Yeah, it's Elsa Rose and The Show.
Okay. So can you tell me a little bit about your music or what are you going to perform next Friday?
Well, our music is kind of it's quite a mixture. A lot of people have trouble describing it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really fall into a super specific genre, but there's a lot of folk and jazz and some rock happening in there. It's mostly stuff that I've written and the band, The Show. We all work on the music and stuff and make it our own song. And we'll be performing some mostly our own stuff on Friday as well. So
okay.
You're going to be hearing it there.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. So you're very young, but you still, like, you were born with the music inside of you. Or what's your story?
Yeah, I'm 17. I started playing when I was 5, and I started my vocal training at 8 or 9 years old. So I guess I've always enjoyed music, and yeah, I guess I was born with it inside of me. I don't really have a choice. I got to do it. So.
Yeah. How old were you when you started composing, writing music?
I guess I started actually writing music. I started playing little ditties to myself and practicing stuff at about 8 or 9, but probably seriously writing music and composing my own songs probably when I was 13 or so.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been doing that for a few years.
Cool. And what are your songs about? What do you write about?
My songs, a lot of people think they're all about boys, but they're really not. A lot of my songs are about people, and I find myself often studying minds and people's thoughts and the way that people act, and a lot of that comes out in my songs, as well as my own emotion. I find it a really great outlet. I'd probably be a mess if I didn't have an outlet like writing. But yeah, a lot of it is my thoughts and stuff that's happening in my life, but also things that I've seen in other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I find the way that people relate and relationships, not necessarily romantic relationships, but just relationships between humans and everything like that. I find them really fascinating. So a lot of that comes through in my music.
Okay. So it's just observations on life, I guess.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Cool. So the show. What kind of instruments do you guys have? You have like a stand-up bass there and a trumpet?
Oh yeah, we've got ourselves an upright bass or electric for some, depending on the tune.
Uh-huh.
So we got that, and we have an amazing drummer, guitarist, saxophone, trumpet, and then I play the keyboard and sing.
Okay, so yeah. Oh, that's really cool. What about CDs? Do you have anything in mind for future EPs?
We do. We actually have an EP. It should be done in a few weeks. We just got a few tracks to lay down and called Old Soul. So our EP should be coming out probably in the next month or two.
Okay.
Yeah, so check that out. If you check our website at ilsarose.com or you can follow us, Elsa Rose and The Show, on Facebook, all that information, you can find it on there.
Okay. So your name is spelled Ailsa.
That
and
is right.
Rose, Rose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's it.
People can look for your music there. And they can come and see you perform this Friday at 1143 Kingsway. They're at the Indie Pop Vancouver series. She's going to be performing with other amazing bands, The River and the Road, Melissa and Dian, and MG Graveyard. So it's going to be a really cool show. No?
It is. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Cool. So let's put a song here. I forgot the name of the song. You have to remind me.
You're Not What I Came For.
Okay. And this is a recording done in Urban Rush, no? On Shaw TV?
Yeah, it was on Shaw TV a month or two ago. We played this one and thought it'd be a good one to play today.
Cool. How was that? Was it cool?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed ourselves. Yeah, they were great.
Did you play live or is it recorded?
It's a recorded one, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so let's listen to that, and then we'll be back here on 101.9 FM. Thank you for calling, and I'll see you on Friday.
Thanks so much. It was nice talking to you.
Okay. Ciao.
Oh, I have decided you're not what I came for, and so I have provided the reasons for me not to stay. I'm not excited about what I'll have to say. I'm not delighted that things have turned out this way. And I know I said I'd be your lover, and I know I treat you like a brother, and I know that that's not what I promised, and I know I hurt, but not as much as you do. But I for having fun, and I do not agree with most of your opinions, and I know a lot of people are with me on that one, but it's distance. I said I'd be your lover, and instead I treat you like a brother, and it's true that that's not what I promised, but all the same. Your big smile and climb down off my pedestal if just for a while, and be a little bitch who ignores all the things that she promised you before, 'cause she's got an itch and it stings, and she knows she said she'd be a lover, and she knows she treats you like a brother instead, and she knows.
Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Yeah. to show.
Oh, we never had a proper education.
What should we do? We should have been a father.
And he didn't even make it to his 20s. He's what a waste.
That was the Rain on the Sidewalk there performing a song. And before them, we listened to No Sinner with Boo Hoo Hoo. And now we have here on the phone Melissa Endien. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, fine. Thank you. You're my third interviewee today.
So cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. So Melissa is a singer-songwriter. She just has a couple of CDs out, no? Do you have two CDs out, or?
I've got two full-length albums out so far, and I've got one EP that I did with, as a part of a duo project called Malia.
Yeah, yeah, I remember Malia when they were here, and they were really, really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So the first CD that you did solo, when was that?
The first solo album I did was in 2008,
mm-hmm.
and then I released my second one in 2009, so one that right after the other.
Okay, same kind of music, or are you kind of like twisted a little bit there?
I kind of went all over the place. The first album was kind of a bluegrassy country feel, and the second one was about as different from that as you can get. It was more jazzy singer-songwriter.
Okay.
So, yeah, real move away from my country roots to kind of explore, try something new.
Okay. And what about the musicians? Did you get musicians to collaborate on your CDs, or was it just you playing?
I did. I got, for the second album, I got some really awesome musicians that jumped on board to play. Simon Kendall did piano. He's a really great local artist. And then I had Troy Kinnett do some piano, and I think he was on tour at the time with John Mellencamp.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of really awesome people doing some work and stuff, and the result was really amazing.
Cool. Where did you record them?
I recorded those at Raybon Studio.
Okay. Cool. So Melissa's going to be performing also this Friday at 1143 Kingsway with Elsa Rose and the Show and The River and the Road and MJ Graveyard. So it's going to be a really cool show, no?
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. There's a couple of really awesome bands that are getting together to play. And yeah, The River and the Road are awesome, and Elsa Rose is amazing. So I'm not sure who the last band is that's playing, but I haven't heard them, but I'm sure they're great too. So yeah. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, they're funky. And I guess, have you played before with The River and the Road and with Elsa?
Well, I have played with Elsa before. I think we split a bill at one point. This will be my first time splitting a bill with The River and the Road.
Okay.
So I'm pretty excited for that. They're a really, really awesome band. And I saw them one night actually at an open mic, and they blew me away. They're the banjo and the guitar. It's quite an awesome funky combination.
Yeah, they just released their EP too, so it's going to be really cool. And yeah, actually want to thank Steve from Terminal Music Group also. Did some of the booking, and I guess he does a lot of publicity for you, no?
Yeah, he's been doing quite a bit of work for me, and doing some promo and show booking and stuff, so it's really an awesome to have him on board and help me do all the kind of grunt work stuff that musicians are so notorious for hating to do.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay, well, let's listen to your single, Breaking My Stride.
Yeah.
Is that the new single? Are you recording a new CD, or what's the plan?
Yeah, I'm in the process of working on a new album. So it's in the works. I'm hoping that it'll be ready to be released by September. But okay. I think I might be taking a little bit of a different approach this time. And instead of doing the full EP release, I'm going to go a track at a time. And as I record the tracks, I'm going to release them and see how people like them and respond to them. And then once I have a big chunk of tracks that are all done and recorded, and I'll have an actual album for sale. So I've just finished recording the first track, which is Breaking My Stride, and then I'm hoping to head back into the studio either next month or June to work on the second track.
Okay, so tell me about this track that we're going to listen to.
Breaking My Stride, it's pretty funny. I wrote it to break up with my ex, and so I wrote her this song, and I played it for her because I was trying to, do the cheesy musician thing and weasel my way around an actual conversation with her. So I wrote this song, and I was like, this will be the breakup song. She'll listen to the song, she'll get it. And long story short, she didn't get it. She was like, what's that song about? So that it was a breakup song. A breakup song through and through.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Melissa. And, looking forward to listening to your music on Friday. And we're going to put your single, and thank you for calling.
All right, yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, okay, ciao.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so let's listen to this track.
I was walking along, I was minding my own. You took me by surprise, the reaction leading us on. I was too dazed to compute or to say much more than alright. It's alright now, but when I look back on the future, I realize it's wasting my time now. Now I'm breaking my stride now. Yeah, I'm breaking my stride.
I'm breaking my stride now. Yeah, I'm breaking my stride. I wanna be free to turn on the hill.
Okay, so we're back here, 101.9 FM. That was Melissa Indien with the song Breaking My Stride. Pretty beautiful song, actually. Like I said before, listening to her and her interview, we were listening to The Rain on the Sidewalk with Army Dreamers. Before them, No Sinner with Boo Hoo Hoo. So, yeah, pretty cool show going, happening this Friday. Actually, let's put some River on the Road, because they're going to be performing also on Friday at the British Legion there. So let's listen to this song called Straw, Brick and Wood, and we'll be right back. You're still listening to 101.9 FM.
Vancouver will be twirling its tassels for the seventh year in a row when the Vancouver International Burlesque Festival takes to the stage May 3rd to 5th at the Rio and Vogue Theatres. There are more international performers this year than ever before, including the current reigning queen of burlesque, Miss Indigo Blue, and the boylesque sensation, Jet Adore. The festival has variety acts, live music, comedians, and burlesque all together in three nights of the sexiest and most entertaining weekend of the year. Tickets are available from northerntickets.com or visit the festival website at vanburlesquefest.com. Western Canada's largest independent music and arts festival, Sled Island, features over 200 bands, including Feist, The Hold Steady, Archers of Loaf, and Andrew WK. Sled Island also features comedy, film, and art at multiple venues in Calgary, Alberta, from June 20th through the 23rd. Festival passes are on sale now at sledisland.com. Get your sled on.
Okay, so we're going to dedicate that song that we listened to, The River on the Road, to Dennis, who's having a hard time, I guess. So that song was for him. And let's listen quickly to a couple of local bands before we say goodbye and I go downstairs to watch the rest of the game. Start with the Godfathers of Love. These guys are really cool. They come also to the open mic. Well, we hold an open mic every Tuesday at this place, Hatchery. That's 3293 West 4th Avenue. So every Tuesday there, come and play. It's cheap beer, no cover charge. Every Tuesday there at this place, Hatchery. So let's listen to the Godfathers of Love, and then we're going to listen to some Ketamines and the Real Boys, and then I'll be out of here, and Arthur is going to come with Inner Journey.
History. $100 billion later, plus agony, takes us to a false wall of imagery. Cultures in the name of ideology. We bang our heads together like a trilogy. World War One, World War Two, World War Three. Now it's time for peace. Little sophistication needed for peace so far. Little sophistication needed for peace so far. Makes me weak in the knee. Cheap, or an eye for an eye, which will it be? Step on each other's toes to a center blow. Ho ho.
It was Satan.
Okay, so we reached the end of the show. It was a morning after show. My name is Tito Osvaldo Perez, and this is 11.9 FM CITR. Arthur should be here any minute, so we're gonna put a Sonic Youth song in the meantime that my friend Jay Beck recommended. It's Brother James, the name of the song, and it's recorded live in a festival in Paris, in France. So leave it with that, and I'll see you next week at the morning after show.
We're gonna count this one off en masse. One, two, three.
Okay, so, hi. You're listening to CITR 101.9, and...